You ready, Tiny Dan?
Sure.
All right, so here we got two things we got to do.
Don't have that quite ready, do we?
It's gift time.
Oh, really?
Hercules!
Dan, on Friday, the Cleveland Cavaliers are attempting to set a new Guinness World Record.
What?
By getting as many fans as possible. I just handed him a FedEx box. By getting as many
for you to open it,
fans
Dan.
As possible.
From Cavaliers Operating Company.
To all simultaneously wear the following garment.
It's in Braille, too.
At the same time in their home game against the Pistons.
Open it!
The record the Cavaliers are hoping to break, guys.
This is not bullshit.
No, open it.
Bob is telling a real story.
Is the largest gathering of people wearing... Wait for it.
I am pulling out a...
Wait for it.
Looks like a... some a fleece or...
Wait for
fleece.
It.
Fleece.
Oh, is
my
this the Cavs Snuggie?
The Cavaliers Snuggie, ladies and gentlemen.
Dude, I love Snuggies.
The Cavaliers Snuggie.
I own two of my own.
Team members will be
put
giving
on.
Each of the 20,000 fans
you
expected at the March 5
okay.
matchup free Snuggies before the game. The popular gift item will be draped over every seat, and fans must wear the blanket for the first 5 minutes of the game.
When is this Friday? So if I'm
Friday night,
at the same time?
While you're watching on your NBA League Pass.
Now, will they count you?
Should I wear this on the Stars flight?
Dude, that would be awesome. So now, at this moment,
wrong
Dan is
sleeve.
Putting
on
the...
Long sleeve there, Einstein.
I thought you knew what Snuggies were.
That's the wrong sleeve.
The celebratory Snuggie.
Go.
Now, can one put on a Snuggie without assistance from another?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It kind of is like a Jedi robe.
Unless you want to help me, I would...
I was just dropping a hint there. Okay, now how does it attach in the back?
It doesn't, because you lay down on the couch or something like this, and you're like, all right, here I am watching TV. I got
oh, my gosh.
I got my remote. I got a little popcorn here.
All right, let's...
Watching LeBron.
A Key Bank logo.
Let's get a picture
how
of
awesome is that?
Dan.
Hang on,
the
hang on. You got to straighten it out at the top.
Here, fix that
thing. Straighten it out. I don't want to be chilly.
There you go.
You know why? Because the blanket was just not working.
All right. Cavalier Snuggie. There it is. It'll be up on Twitter on the Bob and Dan feed. So Dan now has... It fits all right?
It doesn't fit okay.
I believe one size fits most.
Okay, I was worried we got him the right...
It's not a LeBron size, though.
I was hoping we got him the right size in the...
We got a gift receipt if you want to return it and get another size.
Did you actually buy this thing?
Dan in the birth...
No.
Well, they're giving them away to fans, and we happen to know
and
LeBron.
You know the number one Cavaliers fan in the world.
Right.
Had
me?
To have one.
Yeah. We told him it was your wish to be there Friday night.
Did Jim Jones send this to you?
But you're too ill to travel, so we got them to send you one.
Right.
You're going to be too chilly, so we thought a Snuggie would be A-okay for you, Dan.
All right, let's get that up on. And then we have one last gift for you. Hold on a second. Let's get the birthday Snuggie picture up on Twitter for everyone to enjoy.
All a Snuggie is a backwards robe, right?
Yeah, and yet people pay for it, right?
Like, just get your robe... And put it on backwards.
You feel like it's extra...
Don't cut it open in the back.
Extra warm.
Thing ever.
Yeah, you don't have to take it off when you go to the bathroom, do you?
What?
The Snuggie?
Seems well, like... if you go number two, yeah.
Well, yeah. What else do you do? Yeah,
well, if you stand up and go number one,
you can't go
it's
number one in
a Snuggie.
Well, just be careful.
Unless you cut a hole down there.
And Dan, I believe we also have the...
I invented something, I think.
You did.
What if I have a
Snuggie? What are you going to call it?
With like a zipper. And where you really don't have to take it off, even when you go number one.
I look forward to the one that attaches in the bottom, but we're not there yet. We're not there with Snuggie technology.
Well, if you mark that, I don't know where, but probably use it.
All right, and I believe we also have the gift of song to wrap up the birthday show, don't
we?
Yes, we do. This is...
Did you write a song about my dead cat? That would be nice.
That was last year.
No, that's already done.
Oh,
that's
okay.
In the past.
We've moved on.
Who died like merely 5 days before my birthday last year, and it's like, hey, happy birthday.
Here's shoot him out of a cannon.
Here's a funny song about how your cat's dead.
Right. Well, we were helping you cope.
And it worked, right? You don't even think about him.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
No one else gets treated like this.
No, it's
so
hard
now
for you to say thanks, but in this case, you're
this
welcome.
This combines the greatness of the Winter Olympics with Dan's birthday and all this other stuff, so... This is a tribute to you, Dan.
Win, Brad. Brandon played for Canada. We all hoped he'd do well.
But to wish for him to win gold, go straight to commie jail.
America, America, Dan turned his back on thee. Who's really sad is his three dads, wherever they may be.
Oh, why must Dan make people mad when they're here to help the show?
But then he had the nerve to say, we're having fun here, no. America, America, Dan has a knack, you see, to make a mess and cause distress, just like he did with Lee, just like he did with Lee. When Dale was on from noon to one, he'd sometimes scream and shout.
One mix he told Dan to shut up and started walking out.
America, America, Dan does get people pissed. They can relate and just plain hate Dan McDowell's sports humorist. Dan McDowell's sports humorist.
When bad radio first began, they didn't have much fun.
At training camp in year one, Bob called Dan's dog a moron. Sorry about me.
Get back.
America, America, 41 Dan turns today. For a big laugh, we hope you have a hot Carl and a happy birthday.
I love you.
Wow.
Huh? Huh?
Where's Pacino? Bob got so into that, he was like...
I don't know what to say,
the,
really.
The tenor at Yankee Stadium, he's had his arm out, and the deep voice, and...
Going for a little vibrato.
But when you're patriotic, you have to do something like that. You have to get into it.
Yeah, I don't know the tie-in there, I guess the Brendan Morrow thing.
Yeah, that's kind of how it started.
Yeah.
Gold.
There it is.
I love you, Jane.
Talk to you in 364 days.